Hello everyone, welcome to Kannada City channel. I already told that I would be releasing the English version of the podcast that I made in Kannada, which is my mother tongue. So this would be my first podcast in English, and hopefully it goes well and I don't mispronounce any words and do any kind of flaws and grammatical errors. Please forgive me for that, as I'm still learning English and other languages as well. So welcome again, welcome everyone to the podcast, and I hope to entertain you guys like this and forever with my podcast and some new ideas, topics, opinions, stories, and so on. So today, as my first podcast, I would just give a brief introduction about the most important aspect of our life, which is actually going wrong in these days. Like, you might be in America, you might be in Finland, you might be in Australia, India, anywhere, any country. But the major fact that determines our lifestyle, about our success, our future, our career path, everything lies on one major aspect, and that is nothing but education system. Now, let's give it a thought. How good is your education system? I will stress on the point, your education system. Please don't misunderstand why I'm telling your education system. It is not a racial discrimination or something like that. It is just to say that you believe your education system. You don't question it. You just blindly believe. You believe in marks. You believe in syllabus. You believe in topics, and you make your children study, or if you're a student and you study it. So that is why I'm stressing on the point, your education system. Now, I'll ask very few questions that always pops up in my mind when I talk about education. If I think about career, what job to do, what is my passion, and altogether, there's only few set of questions that comes up to my mind, and those are: the first question, you learn in your school about environmental studies, gamma, beta, alpha, and geometry, trigonometry, algebra, and what do you study? You study some sketch work as well sometimes, you know, as a artwork. Or some get into the sports, they learn some sports things, and they learn about this chemistry, about different types of chemicals, the physics and biology, everything. Well and good. Trust me, well and good. It gives you the basic fundamental knowledge of life. Good. Very good. But have you ever thought, where are you going to use all these things in your life? Now, suppose, okay, you're a common man, okay? You finished your education, you're settled in your life, you're doing some job, okay, any job. You're earning some money, you're living your life. Now, you go to market to buy some things, some fruits or vegetables. So, they will tell you 1 kilo of apple is 100 rupees. Okay, and you buy 2 kilos of apples, which cost you 200 rupees. Now, are you using this alpha, beta, gamma, or any trigonometry formulas to calculate that 2 kilo of apple is equal to 200 rupees, as 1 kg of apple is 100 rupees? Are you using it? No. We are using simple addition over here. We say 1 kilo of apple is 100 rupees, which means that obviously 2 kilo of apple is 200 rupees. 100 plus 100, which is 200. I can say only addition is enough to do this, right? And okay, addition is enough for this part of life. Next, when you go to banks, okay, for depositing money or taking some loans, interests and everything, what you need to know? Again, any trigonometry, any statistic equations, any linear equations coming into picture? No, right? For banking, work, loans and other stuffs like that, you just need the knowledge about simple interest, compound interest. How do you calculate rate of interest per year, per month, for installments, EMIs? How do you calculate? Those basic knowledge are sufficient. Very much sufficient. Good. Next. You get cough. You get cold. You get fever. What do you do? You know, for these small things, you cannot go to doctor. You can get a home remedy done, right? So, for home remedy, you should know, obviously, about your body, about the medicines. So, the basics of all these things, biology, learning about your body, how your system works, how your digestive system, your respiratory system, excretory system works, and what food you have to eat to keep it healthy, and what food you have to avoid, what if you get cold, what type of medicines to give. These are the basics which will be given to the students. Great help. It's a great help, trust me. Okay, good. Biology came into use over here. Next, you're bored, okay? You're super bored. You take a sheet of paper and you start sketching. And that, you know, you sketch some really nice picture, you frame it, you keep it at home. It becomes a sort of artwork or craft work. Well and good. That also came into picture from the education system, which is helping your life. Great. Next, what do you need? I think these are sufficient, right? To lead a basic life. Just give it a thought. Because I'll give another example, okay? I'll take about my country. Okay, my country. A couple of years back. Not even couple, a few hundred years back. Okay, during the reign of Chanakya, or during the reign of Radha Gupta, or during the reign of Kannada, during the reign of Aryabhatta and Vishwamitra, Vishveshwaraya, and so many other people. They never studied this trigonometry or scientific calculations or anything that we study in modern education. They really never studied. I'll tell you honestly. I'll tell you what they have studied. They had the basic education of their Vedas. You know, Vedas are the holy books of Hindus. They studied that. They studied about environment. They studied about their body, the basics of biology, and some basic mathematics. Just like I said, simple interest in the basic addition, subtraction, multiplication and division. Till the age of 15, if I'm not wrong. And it depends on their family background as well. If they are kings, okay, then you have to learn mastery in weapons, how to use the weapons, how to fight. You have to learn that. If you're from a pottery family, a person who makes pottery pots, okay, you have to learn how to make those pots. Okay, so it depends on your previous occupations, what you have been doing. They give basic education on that. What after 15 years? There was nothing like engineering, there was nothing like doctor, there was nothing like, aerospace engineer or something like that. Soon after completing their very basic education, which includes basics of biology, basics of mathematics, basics of physics, basics of chemistry and everything. Yeah, I don't deny they did not study. They did study, but not in the advanced level as what the students are studying now, which is of basically no use. They learned well the basics. They were very strong in the basics. And after the age of 15, after the Gurukul is done, what did they do? What did they study? They took one topic or one field of study and they mastered in it. Aryabhatta, he calculated zero, or he invented zero, I can say. He spent his 2 years, 3 years, 4 years of his time calculating mathematics and getting the number called as zero and making it as 100,000 makes a value. Yeah. We have this Sushruta, who is very famous and very well known for the biological things. He mastered in human body, about surgeries, about bone marrow, about your teeth, about the complete body he mastered. Basically, nowadays you call it as MBBS. That time he mastered in biology. They implemented what they studied in the basics. They did practically things to learn. They did not do theory studying. They did everything practical, right from calculating the value of zero to operating your tooth, your cavity tooth. They have been doing it, everything completely practical in nature. But now the system is totally different. Now it's theory. You study, you give exam, you get marks. If you get good marks, you have studied well. If you don't get good marks, you're useless, you're foolish. That is the reality in the world. We have to accept it. But in those days, there was no such exams that would be based on theory. They used to give practical examinations. Practically implement what you know. Practically implement your skills. Excel in your skill. That was the main point of education system in those olden days. And that is why before the invention of telescope, before the invention of the scientific calculators and many other inventions being done in the modern world, before that, our purvaj, we can say, our ancestors have developed everything because of their practical knowledge. They even calculated the distance between the sun and the earth without any equipment. This shows the level of education being given at those times and the level of dedication by the students. And this dedication was carried by the students because they had to study only one single topic or one field in their education life. They need not to study 10 subjects, 12 subjects, 6 subjects. They had to study only one subject and they have mastered it for years. But now, the students are burdened with 5, 6 subjects, 7 subjects, 8 subjects, 12 subjects. I mean, look, the world is too huge, okay? You cannot study everything. And don't make children study everything. Give them the basic education and schooling. Soon after your 10th, give them one particular field of study and give them the practical knowledge. Test them practically instead of testing them theoretically. Because marks, see, it depends on your memory. You can remember something even in the, 5 minutes before exam. You just look into something, your memory power is too good. You copy paste the same thing. on the answer sheet and you get 100 out of 100 doesn't mean that you're good in that subject. Trust me. You might be very good in the subject practically, but you cannot remember the theoretical answers, you cannot write in the paper, you fail. It doesn't mean that you're bad in the subject. But what does the society is doing, what now our governments are doing, our education system are doing, the students who get more marks are intelligent, they are more skilled, they are more knowledgeable. The people who do not get marks, who do not clear the exams, are foolish, are rubbish, they do not study, they do not have knowledge, they are not skilled. Why don't you do one practical test and we will come to know how many people got 100 out of 100 in theory and gets the same 100 in practical, and how many theory students who got 45, 34 or even failed get the same marks in practical or they top the practical exam. Do this practical exam. Do this test. Take it as a challenge. Do it. Make it practical. Let them learn practically without practical knowledge. You just study the theory. You know, when you do heart surgery, you know, you're not going to cut the chest and sit and write on the heart. Like, you know, this nerve has to be cut down. This stent has to be pushed into this chamber or something like that. You don't do that foolish act, right? You don't take the book and you start reading. What should we do? What should we do the next step? You do it practically. You learn it. You operate so many dead bodies and you learn. But why nowadays they're concentrating on theoretical knowledge? I think everyone should give it a thought. And we have to raise a voice to change our system. And trust me, once the system is changed, once we get the practical implementation of what I said, you know, definitely every kid, every child would become Newton, Einstein, Aryabhatta, Kannada, Vishveshwaraya, and so many other legends. They can be a legend. Now you see, there are so many politicians, there are so many great legendary politicians, I don't want to take their name, but they have not done their college. Even if they've done it, they've dropped out in between. Or they have given some money and got the certificates done. I'm telling this honestly on this podcast. And there are so many other legends, legendary actresses, actors, villains, fighters. Even they have not got this college certificates. They have got the basic education from the schooling and they have been the most successful person in their life. Hope you guys will think about this, give it a thought, and do DM me your opinions on this topic, and let's raise a voice for a change. Let's bring some change in our education system. It's high time that we raise our voice. We have the rights. It is our lives, our education. It is our system. Let's change it. And thank you for listening to my podcast and keep watching for more such interesting episodes. And bye-bye.